I know there have been a lot of ideas that have been floated around out there about reshaping government and resizing government, and I think that wherever we can find efficiencies, we should do that. But I don't think we should ever lose sight of the fact that the people who work for the state of Missouri are real people with real car payments and real mortgages and real kids in school and real contributors to their community. And so none of these decisions should be taken lightly. And while it is always our job as elected officials to look at efficiency in government and responsiveness of government, it is also our job to look out for all citizens of the state of Missouri, including those citizens that work for the state of Missouri. And so, again, as we go through this process and we look, you know, we've got some very tough decisions to make. But I still think in a time when we have to make sacrifices, it's better for everybody to sacrifice and to take an even amount of contribution to solve the problem than to pick on some over others. And so I've got a lot of ideas in addition to those that came in on the website, and I look forward to discussing those, and we'll be going through the emails. But I wanted to give my 2 cents before we start, and I want to give the other senators on this panel the opportunity if they want to make any opening statements as well. Senator Clemens?
I want us to think of this as efficiency process, but I also want to say this, that for the Department of Ag, DNR, conservation, the university, all the commodity organizations, Farm Bureau, and like groups, this basically is all about the future. And what we need to be thinking about as we try to get more efficient is a collaborative effort between all these groups. And we keep hammering it home and hammering it home that we have to work together because we're such a small group. I don't think that's ever more important than it is sitting here this morning. And I think that we're still the number one industry in the state of Missouri. Ag is, to start with, and all the other organizations are really related directly to ag. And we've heard so many things flying around about DNR, Mark, but I think in terms sometimes of this is like a bottom line statement, and most of us up here have discussed this. Who do you want to deal with, Missouri DNR or federal EPA? So let's just get together. Let's pull out of the, you know, pull together in the same harness, as I like to say, singing out of the same hymnal on the same page, because we're all here about that collaborative effort. Thank you.
Full voice, by the way. Senator Barnett.
Just very, very briefly, we are in need of trying to restructure state government, become as efficient as possible. We hear that over and over again, and every year that we have go through these budget crunches that we do, we have to prioritize and move in that direction, and we think we have met the most efficient possible, become the most efficient possible, and the next year when we're challenged, you have to go and try to be more efficient again. And we've met that challenge over and over again. But the taxpayers of the state of Missouri deserve a level of programming that they deem responsible and necessary. I think we have a task here that many of the public has told us how responsible and necessary that they believe it to be. And so trying to restructure this area is going to be very difficult. I do think that there's efficiencies that can be garnered, and would hope that the departments could share where they can. But look forward to trying to come to some agreements that make the state of Missouri in a better position. Financially, Missouri's done a very good job in being able to leverage our state dollars and our federal dollars and being very efficient and being a very low-tax state. But with this restructuring comes less services, and the public just needs to recognize that we can't continue what we've been doing.
Yep. Just real briefly, efficiencies can be gained and efficiencies can be lost. So we have to be very mindful of how we handle this. And so I think it's time to start with efficiencies in our time. I'm going to shut up and let's get to work.